New York City, the city that never sleeps, a vibrant soundscape of construction, trains, traffic. New Yorkers hear it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, this. But now, it's this. Crickets. And New Yorkers are missing their soundscape. I know when I lived there, I couldn't sleep without a little noise. So now a new album from the New York Public Library is giving a sense of the sounds that have been lost. It's called Missing Sounds of New York, an auditory love letter to New Yorkers. There's the track Romancing Rush Hour. We hear a man running for a cab.
Taxi!
Then construction sounds. A city musician accepting contributions from a passerby. Missing Sounds of New York, an auditory love letter to New Yorkers, is on Spotify and the New York Public Library's website, bless them. We'll link you at herenow.org. Carrie Welch is the Director of External Relations at this magnificent library. She joins us with more. Welcome.
Thank you.
Are you a New Yorker?
Born and bred.
Exactly. How does it feel, missing the sound?
You know, it took a little while to, really identify that the sounds were missing. So much felt so different and strange and surreal. And, you know, quiet is a nice thing, and we all like and need a little quiet. But when a city is really sort of in your soul as a bustling, cacophonous place, it was really an empty feeling that the sounds were no longer there.
Yeah. And I know you were working with a creative agency on projects to celebrate your library's 125th anniversary, and this seemed like a good idea.
Yeah. We had been talking to Mother New York about sort of a wider reaching campaign for the library. And this came up during a brainstorming session, and 3 weeks later, it was on the air. So we don't usually work that fast. It was quite something.
Well, it's interesting. Last year, we did a story on the Sounds of New York City project, and this is a project to collect sounds from around New York to help reduce the amount of noise pollution, you know, by drawing attention to it. Let's just listen to the little sound they collected. It's so funny that, you know, is considered sound pollution. People, they're worried about people's ears. I love that sound, and now that it's gone, you know, as you said, people are missing it.
They are. I mean, I don't think when you're living day-to-day in New York City, you think of, I mean, there's certainly times when you're like, oh my goodness, this is too much, or some really horrendous sound undoes you. But in general, I think that it's sort of, as I said earlier, it really is sort of like a part of you, and you don't realize that it could be damaging your ears or, you know, other awful things. When it went away, that felt like it was damaging people. And so part of what we do is at the library, is bring communities together. And this was one way to bring communities together around something that I think people were all feeling, all New Yorkers were feeling, whether they knew it or not. But I think the response plays that out.
Oh, I want to hear about that, but let's hear a little more first of what they're responding to. This is Out in Left Field, another track, which takes us to a baseball game, and someone in the crowd reacting to a call. Wasn't sure we could play that. I don't know if that's Shea or Yankee, but that sense of, you know, being out at a ball game, a reminder that we're not going to be in crowds like that for a while.
Exactly. And also, I mean, baseball games, whether you're a baseball fan or not, but it is such a sort of American sound of summer. And we are very strongly attached to our baseball teams here. And so that sound, the fact that the baseball season wasn't going to open, is really a pretty poignant missing sound.
Yeah. Here's another from the train, a swiping of the Metro card as you hear the train rumbling. I love trains.
To me, this is the most evocative piece because I never in a million years thought I would miss anything about the subway. But oddly, I do. And I miss the sounds. I miss the characters. I miss the performers, which you also hear on this track. I think a lot of people feel strongly about missing this artery that connects us all, the New York subway system.
Right. What are you hearing from people?
You know, I have to say the response has been tremendous. I think there have been about 300,000 streams in 70 different countries, which is phenomenal. There must be New Yorkers all over the world, or something about the sounds that everybody remembers from a trip here or can relate to in their own city. And it's been so positive. I mean, it definitely makes some people very sad, but in kind of a positive way. And I think people mostly are looking forward to those sounds coming back.
And what's the one, if you had to pick one, they miss the most?
I think the sounds of people is what people miss the most. You know, there's something deeply human about this playlist, even though it's mostly sounds. It has human stories on top of each kind of soundscape. So I think the sounds that people made is what people miss the most.
That's Carrie Welch, Director of External Relations at the New York Public Library, which, by the way, is closed to the public, but they've been providing digital content for the public and researchers, and this recording, Missing Sounds, an Auditory Love Letter to New Yorkers. Oh, Carrie, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you so much.